This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
This is the Family Show. Liam, Robbie and Ness. We talk relationships with this man from Red Hot Relationships, Bruce Sullivan. And we'll talk about the relationship you may have with your teenager today. Getting a compliment from them would be nice at the best of times. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Yeah, good morning to you both. Look, yes, obviously the first thing I want to say is that if you have teenagers in your house, everybody knows how challenging it can be. There is no guidebook and it can feel like an endless experiment regardless of how old your children are. So I guess this week, an absolute inspiring story from a mum who was telling me about her son going to school with a boy. And the boy that her son goes to school with is having a really tough time. Mum and dad separated, both remarried. He's now living with his grandfather, and this boy was really unloading to his mate at school, who just happens to be known to us, and was saying how bad his life is, and I don't really like my life anymore, and I don't know what to do. And this boy said, well, you could talk to my dad, you know, because you should really talk to my dad about how you feel, and my dad's really good at solving problems, and, you know, he's the right guy to talk to. And when I heard story from this mum, I thought, what an ultimate compliment to think that a 14-year-old teenager should say to one of his mates, you should come and talk to my dad because he's a safe person to talk to. You can tell him how you feel and he's going to help you solve that problem.
Do you think...
Sit up and listen.
Yeah, do you think maybe in that case it was obviously how the dad was treating his teenage son, but it was the years leading up to that as well, that he had, you know, parented him in a way that can prepare kids and prepare it for that teenage time?
Oh, look, definitely, Robbie. And I think everybody knows that parenting is a discipline. So in any discipline, it takes some time to potentially get an outcome. And, you know, that is an outcome of probably some great parenting. And, you know, we don't have to be a great parent all the time. About 30 to 40% of the time, the research tells us that enough times for that boy to know that, hey, I can talk to my dad, and no matter what it's about, my dad wants to know how I feel and is happy to have that conversation, which is the culmination of, you know, a great lot of work. Exactly.
One possible sidetrack, but are you saying then be available for your kids' mates as well? Like, is that something you should take on as a parent to sort of, you know, you've got your own troubles to worry about, but should you be there for others that your kids are hanging out with?
Yeah, look, I think so. I mean, apart from obviously being a great safe tie-up harbour that, you know, other kids can come, you know, and certainly in conversations around this particular issue this week, a lot of teenage boys are just happy to have an adult male particularly talk to them, just to have a grown-up male speak into their life versus just ignore them, pretend they don't exist because they're just too hard work. So I think if you're making the effort with the teenager to say, yeah, hey, look, I know that I'm not cool and I know that I don't understand you and I know that I'm weird and outdated and almost irrelevant sometimes, but hey, I'm happy to talk to you and I'm happy to be safe to talk to and I'm happy to provide a space for even your mates to come and tie up here, I think that's a really important space to be in.
It's interesting how you say that, you know, the parent should be very open to the child that, hey, I am a bit daggy, I am not of your generation. There's nothing worse than a dad trying to be hip and trying to be the teenager, you know, and you know, my son, I really try to be his friend. I often say, no, you can be his friend, but more important than that, you are his father or you are his or her mother.
Definitely.
And that's your first job, isn't it? To be who you are, because the wisdom comes with the dagginess, I suppose.
Definitely. And it's almost still part of the interaction and the expectation. You know, the 15-year-old already has enough 15-year-old friends. He needs a 45-year-old father and or mother to help them out in that space. Yeah. And I think when people get that distinction, that makes a big difference. And I think, you know, when we talked about it this week, what are a couple of things that really stand out? And I think parents that are happy, teenagers that are happy to share with their parents are parents that don't normally flip out all the time when things don't go exactly right. So parents that can control that startle response and stay calm under pressure, that can take a breath and just ask another question. So, you know, when the teenager comes home and goes, oh, this happened today, oh, okay, well, who else was there? And instead of flipping out, well, you know, well, when did that happen and what did the teacher do? And ask another question that doesn't start the why. Well, why didn't you tell me and why didn't you say that and why did you do that? Just ask another question. What happened and who was there and, oh, okay, and what was the end result and what do we need to do now? I think if you can demonstrate that to your teenagers, to your children in preparation for their teenage years, they'll know that, hey, look, when something hasn't gone right, I can tell you, and you're going to come and help solve the problem with me, not just give me another lecture.
Relating to your teens, our relationship expert is Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. Mate, there's some great advice there, and a lot of parents will be saying, that's where I want to be with my kids. Implement that. Nice to chat to you, mate. Thanks for the tips.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.